To have it in front of us and,
and
work that way. And
I'm like, yeah, it's funny in that I'm like, maybe it's a product of
science.
Product of science, no, of I don't know. Yeah, I haven't played that much recently. I'm so grateful to have met you, in that like it's been really fun to be like, oh right, guitar. Like this is a thing I can pick up for 20 minutes and it feels really good.
Around your car. Do you have a traveler? I wouldn't necessarily carry a good guitar.
Yeah, I'm like, I only have the one.
I had a little traveler guitar for when I was commuting an hour a day. And you know, about this big.
Uh-huh.
And you're part of bumper traffic. You can A, use it to play practice music, or you can get out of your car and hit someone's window with it. So
I grew up in LA.
Good.
Yeah.
It's useful. Anyway, but you always have that around, or a harp, or some other musical something. What?
My throat.
Yeah.
I can sing anywhere.
You can. I've officiated, well, one of the things I was trying to push you to do,
uh-huh.
And part of it was trying to vaguely respond to your personal situation, try to enable you to get, encourage you always to go for what, understand what you want and to go for it.
Yeah.
Now, I really do feel like I made you one, the making music thing, but now I think you truly want it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by the way, if you're cold, you can move into the sun.
No, I'm not cold. I'm just trying to figure out if that's a kite or a seagull. Seagull. God damn it.
Now, by the way, sometimes you have a bit of a southern accent that seems to come out. But I thought you were from easier parts.
I am. I don't know where the fuck it came from other than just...
Where the fuck it came from?
Yeah, I think I confuse people with my speech.
Yeah.
I get often asked where I'm from.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit like you're from Texas.
And it's
so
one of the things
thing.
I say y'all a lot.
I use y'all too because it's gender neutral.
That's
he,
exactly
he,
it.
Her, hit, it, it's, I did. Y'all, how y'all doing?
I for my classes, I use y'all, and I also just refer to them as humans. Humans! Listen to me!
I'll have to try that.
Hey, humans! Yeah. It makes me laugh. I don't think any of them laugh at it, but... Yeah. I spend a lot of my time in class cracking myself up and getting blank stares.
It's like dad jokes, yeah. Well, eventually, uh-huh. By the way, I don't know, again, fraternization is illegal, but once a kid has graduated, you know, I'd have them... And they're over the age of 18. I have them over for a party.
Yeah, no, it's something
more.
That this year in particular, I have a few that I'm like, so we're going to be friends, right? Because, yeah, I definitely want to keep tabs on some of them. The one who I was telling you about, the boat kid.
Yeah. I need help.
He
needs to burn some sage and help me burn sage.
He needs help. In terms
of,
he is very hard on himself, and like, yeah, and doesn't know what he wants to do.
And he's under the age of 30?
Oh, very much so.
Therefore, it's okay.
It's very okay. No, and I think that's a piece of it. I mean, I think, I'm really curious. Yeah, he talks a lot about being like, yeah, the only thing I want to do is go drink with my friends, and that's not a good idea. I'm like, it's not a bad idea either. I don't know. Yeah, he's hard on himself. And he does have struggles with some pretty severe fucking ADHD. Like, yeah. But he's also brilliant. But he's just very hard on himself in terms of struggling to get started on things and... Yeah.
All right, if you're looking for me to adopt additional people, I'm pretty sure I have an opening one day a week for a variety of children under the age of 30. I'm perfectly willing to play a role in the easiest role I'm trying to assign myself for anything of a range of 3 months to, say, 30 years old.
Yeah.
However, there are some qualifications required for those over the age of 16 and under the age of 50. They have to have a working spine.
He has a pretty capable spine. He works as a sailing instructor at
wow.
a
I would like to meet. I'm going to join this. I have not joined the local sailing club. Mm-hmm. And I'm planning to do that.
Is there one in Half Moon Bay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't join. Anyway, I was. We're going to do that. But anyway, if you have some sailing background, I am going to try to put a bunch of money in the boat. And I have other things besides fumigating it that it needs. You know, almost all of them are stopped by not being able to do that.
Yeah.
So I'll a cheap paid position to this gentleman.
I will let him know.
I charge triple whatever I pay in therapeutic services.
Yeah. I'll ask him. He's also, it's funny in that I think he grew up in a potentially pretty entitled background. And I think maybe that's some of it too, is like, it doesn't feel like he cares about anything. Like, I think he's depressed.
Could be that here.
Yeah, like I think he's having a hard time.
Okay. Yeah, I have, not as I mentioned, a possible rescue candidate. I have quite a few people that are in my supported network, I guess.
Are in network.
In network medical.
Yeah.
certainly a bunch of them. Like, for example, the greatest piano player I've ever worked with played with personally. A little autistic, actually quite a lot autistic, and you can kind of hum him a melody, and he'll suck it in and be able to play the whole damn song, and he has 5,000 songs in his stack. He's a good-looking guy in great health, etc., in his mid-60s, hasn't got laid in 30 years, no game, still. I would think that just for the pure music, some woman would sacrifice herself to keep him happier than he has been.
Yeah.
But no. So anyway, regardless, he's the greatest piano player, but he's still very autistic. And his family is selling his house out from under him. And he's not adjusting to this. Mm-hmm. And he has a lot of non-working plans for the future for himself. And yet he's, I'm trying to get him to go to leave America entirely. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he's another rescue candidate for me. So all I can think of is I can think of making music and seeing people and making them happy, but I have an overall mission. Helicopter in, save Darren from pianoless insanity. There's also a good kid there. Am I trying to tempt you to come visit Lupin at some point? It's closer than Wilbur Hot Springs. At the same time, I'm kind of disassociated with it, too. So I really, is it my turn or is it your turn?
Your turn.
Can we do Wish You Were Here, please?
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm glad I don't have anyone in my network that I can talk about this kind of stuff. I liked that we're both out of network, except for the musical connection, which is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one where I would so love to have a fellow guitarist do the riff. That part. And